Macmillan Audio presents Emma in the Night by Wendy Walker. Read for you by Therese Plummer and Julia Whalen.
According to the Greek myth, Narcissus was a hunter who was exceptionally beautiful and proud. He was so proud, in fact, that he rejected anyone who tried to love him. Nemesis, the goddess of revenge, decided to punish Narcissus. She lured him to a pool of water where he was able to see his own reflection. He fell madly in love with himself and stared at his reflection until he died.
1. Cassandra Tanner, Day 1 of My Return. We believe what we want to believe. We believe what we need to believe. Maybe there's no difference between wanting and needing. I don't know. What I do know is that the truth can evade us, hiding behind our blind spots, our preconceptions, our hungry hearts that long for quiet. Still, it is always there if we open our eyes and try to see it, if we really try to see. When my sister and I disappeared 3 years ago, there was nothing but blindness. They found Emma's car at the beach. They found her purse inside on the driver's seat. They found the keys in the purse. They found her shoes in the surf. Some people believed she had gone there to find a party or meet a friend who never showed. They believed that she'd gone for a swim. They believed that she'd drowned, maybe by accident, maybe a suicide. Everyone believed Emma was dead. As for me, well, it was not as simple as that.